Hello, it's me. I'm trying not to be loud as fuck, but y'all know how that goes. I just wanted to elaborate on something that I mentioned briefly yesterday, which was when talking about the actress who was going to play in the Snow White movie, Disney. Remember how she was super arrogant and entitled? And apparently it seems like she's fired now. I said about that, I said, she's so young and hopefully we can give her some grace. And I just want to clarify this because I can be hypocritical. Obviously, I'm human, but I try not to be. And I talk a lot about females taking responsibility for things and not using, like, oh, I didn't know or I was too young as an excuse. And so, while that's still my position, what I mean in this situation, and really all situations with young people, most specifically females, because that's who I'm trying to really talk to, is that even though she didn't know and she was young and ignorant and insert whatever word, doesn't mean that she shouldn't pay a consequence. She obviously should. Preferably immediately, like with this firing, if that's true. Good. Because she had her freedom. She was able to do what she wanted, but she paid a price for it, as we all should. And women don't usually have to do that. We can shirk responsibility and or delay it. Which all delaying does is just make it more intense when you inevitably face it anyway. So I don't recommend that. But even though I feel like she should pay consequences for this, and listen, it's not a personal vendetta thing. I don't care. I don't know her. I was not offended. I just thought, wow, you know, she's so young and it shows. And she should pay consequences, right? Like, she got fired? Okay, fine. That's a way. You know, maybe she doesn't get work for a couple years because of this. But what I meant with great, with hopefully we can have grace with her and other young females, is that maybe they don't pay this price forever. Because we all are so dumb and stupid and ignorant. Dumb and stupid. See? And there's no replacement for experience and time. You grow, you evolve, hopefully. And we shouldn't be able to stunt people for mistakes that they made in their youth. Like, yes, pay the consequences, but do you have to pay them forever? Now, I get it, because it really depends on her, right? If she's got good people skills, she'll eventually talk about this and accept accountability and all that. And maybe she doesn't. But I think that it'd be the most fair to, yeah, sure, let her pay consequences now in the short term, but in the long term, give her the grace, the benefit of the doubt, even though she most likely will still be the same. I mean, maybe not. She basically got bullied off a job. And I'm laughing because it's just the humiliation. I've been there. We've all been there. And, I don't know. It's like we're also human. You know, young or not, we're still fucking up. And it's weird to just hold people's past hostage of them. Like, to where they can't move forward. Even when they've done so much to pay for it, so to speak. And that's what I meant. Like, I don't think we should use the excuses, oh, she's young, she didn't know, poor baby. But I also don't think that we should villainize her to the point where it's like, she'll never work again type shit, because, I mean, she didn't know, that's obvious, but guess what, she learned. She definitely learned, hopefully. And so that's what I was talking about. And, I don't know. At least I don't believe in that. I know that every situation is different, but I mean, there should be a general standard and understanding that we've all done and said crazy things, and she's so young, and the young generations grow up with everything being on the line, and they don't have any idea of, like, the permanence of what they're doing and saying. And again, it's not an excuse. You know, we have freedoms here, but one of the things that comes with freedoms we don't talk about is that at the end of the day, these freedoms lead to decisions that we make, and decisions have consequences. There's an equal and opposite reaction for every action. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. There we go. And that's what we forget. It's like, yeah, you can say whatever you want. You don't have to be censored, like for me example, but in saying what you want, especially recklessly, you leave yourself open to facing consequences because of what you're saying. And it may not always be right or fair, but it's what happens. And I'm trying not to, you know, make people pay for things for too long. I don't know, actually. I don't know why I said that. Because that's not true. If it's, like, a personal issue, I can still be hella petty about it, so. I think that's all I've got to say about that. Kind of wishing I didn't even bring it up, but whatever. There you go. It is what it is. I'm gonna just leave it.